Sugar, everybody!
This is how you stay up all night, everybody. Yeah, all right. Oh, we can't forget these guys right here. Whoa, look at that! Joe.
Nice gentleman, going for that 2-point play.
He's the fourth Beastie Boy, man.
pony to the gate of the school. Oh, feather pens and inkwells of hand-me-down rules. I train this pony on an aging mule. It's right now without fear.
Inside. you laugh and love me. Smartest Arnold in the world. So much for little piggy.
Yeah.
coffin, I'm poison in my chatter. And the crowd begins to fade, they always steal my matter. Yelling, shopping, choosing, make no hell, melody, lie. Come on, walk on your spin time.
crazed by the praise of a girl I sent her. And a girl in the world, she doesn't know me much better. She said, "You're strange, you don't change, so I let her."
You are just listening to October 31st, 1994, Evanston, Illinois, the Omni Orrington Ballroom. The show was a particularly interesting one. The weather outside was absolutely frightful. There was rain coming down horizontally. That night, a plane had crashed in a cornfield in northern Indiana. The Bears were playing the Packers in their old throwback uniforms at Soldier Field, and the field was so muddy you couldn't tell one team from the other. The ballroom itself was small enough you could probably jump and touch the ceiling. I think tickets were like $10. There were people running around in all sorts of strange costumes, including a friend of mine in a coconut bikini and grass skirt. JB was Worf from Star Trek Next Generation with face makeup and the Star Trek Enterprise uniform and everything. Dave was some sort of sorcerer. JoJo looked like the fifth Beastie Boy, or the fourth Beastie Boy, as you heard Dave say there. And Michael actually had a really great costume. It was just a sun mask. And so when he came out, he looked like the sun. When he sat down, he tipped his, or when he was standing there, he tipped his mask up onto the top of his head. So when he would lean down to play his guitar, it just looked like the sun was staring right at you. It was really a memorable night. Needless to say, this was a fairly electric night in more ways than one. And what an enjoyable memory this was to bring this to you this week. Thanks again for listening to the Everyday Companion Panicast. I'm your host, Ted Rockwell. Tell all your friends and neighbors to come here and join us again next week when we bring you more live widespread panic from our archives. Thanks again.